This is the rundown with Rubio for Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. Everything happens for a reason. Yesterday marked the 1 year anniversary of Bud Light hiring Dylan Mulvaney to be their brand ambassador. Okay, since that time, so 1 year ago, they've lost $1.4 billion. That was a billion with a B. It basically become the joke of every, you know, college age kid all the way up to age 60 year old dude, because it used to be, oh, if you were seen with drinking like a Cosmo or some sort of fluffy drink, it's like, ooh, look at what's going on. Now, if you see a dude with a Bud Light, you're like, oh man, really a Bud Light, ha ha. For those that don't know, Dylan Mulvaney is a transgender guy who's trying to be a girl, supposedly taking hormones. He's got an excellent PR team because this guy came out of nowhere and all of a sudden blew up. He's got a new music video out that's absolutely just terrible. I do not recommend watching it on video. It's just really stupid. But since that time, $1.4 billion, not a very good move, Bud Light. There are winners and losers in life. FDNY firefighters have been forced to remove the red line flag from a fire truck, which was hung to memorialize their fallen brothers on 9/11. So they have this black and white American flag, and they've got a thin red line around it, going right through it, just basically saying, hey, this is for our 9/11 brothers that fell, obviously, during the 9/11 catastrophe. A politician walks up and goes, that's a fascist symbol. You're saying that you promote the police and firefighters and all that? And yeah, we're literally firefighters, and we go, obviously, hand in hand with the police. What's going on? Fascist symbol, remove it. And they're like, well, no, we got to take it to our captain. Within 24 hours, the captain comes back and says, got to take that flag down. It's offensive to someone. People really need to step up and say, oh, you know what? I'm sorry that you're offended. This is stupid. I'll do what I want. This is an honor of these guys. Accept and embrace. A top official in Denver was caught on tape begging illegal immigrants to leave Denver. Flat out saying, hey, they're on tape. We understand that you're here. We respect it. We're a sanctuary city, so we wanted you to come here. But there are other places that are better. We'll take you anywhere. We'll fly you. We'll bus you anywhere you want. Chicago's got a lot better stuff. New York's got a lot better stuff. Hell, we even take you to Canada. We'll take you to the border. Do whatever you want. We're overrun. We don't have enough room anymore. All our resources are gone. Hey, Denver, you wanted this. You claimed you're a sanctuary city. You take them all in now, man. No one else wants them. You take them all in. Working hard is not enough. On the same line, bosses becoming so overrun with illegal immigrants that they are planning to start putting them in veterans housing. If I was a vet, and I have the utmost respect for vets, I'd be so pissed. I go and fight for my country. And I come back and I'm on rough times, whatever. And I'm trying to find some veteran housing. Oh, sorry. The illegal immigrants are here and we're giving them your housing. So even though you fought for this country and this is not their country, we're going to give it to them over you guys. What in the actual hell? Confidence is the key. This is very funny. Videos going around of a young man. He's probably in his early 20s, a little, you know, just a normal guy. Is it a Zoom meeting? This Zoom meeting is, quote, a queer fat group. So you just join this Zoom meeting and you're part of the queer fat group. And they're just some queer and fat people. But he's very thin. He's like a 22-year-old white guy with glasses, kind of a dirty guy. And he's probably about 150 pounds. I mean, he's very, very thin. And they're doing the identifications of who they are, what they do, all their pronouns. And he goes, yeah, I identify as a fat queer person, a fat, big-bodied queer. And they're looking at him, but you're thin. You're not, and you don't appear to be queer at all. Anyway, he says, yeah, but this is what I identify as. And immediately the other people hawed there. We're not comfortable with this. And he goes, but this is what I identify as. This basically, these are your rules. I think this is a great message for this guy. He's playing chess and they're playing checkers. Good for him. If you have any questions, you can email rubio@therubiomethod.com.
Hey, so what is the best part about working at One Shots?
The family. I love my coworkers.
Good people, good energy. You could be creative. So, yeah, I like One Shots.
We have a small, tight-knit community here, and I like working with all of our locals and meet new people from all over the country.
Our dedicated staff is ready to work for you. ArcBeat specializes in custom apparel. Call us or order online. Free shipping nationwide. Custom printed shirts are our specialty, and we make sure you get exactly what you want. Bring in your own design or let our team create one for you. Promote your business, event, or club with pens, caps, bottles, mugs, and more.
Creating cool since 1985.